Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Coming up on 5 Minute News. Biden and DeSantis stand together on Hurricane Ian recovery. Putin signs fake annexation documents as Ukraine takes back more ground. And climate change made drought 20 times more likely. It's Thursday, October 6. I'm Anthony Davis. President Joe Biden met with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Wednesday to assess the devastation from Hurricane Ian and stressed the need for a united federal and state effort for the lengthy recovery ahead. Biden, a Democrat, and DeSantis, his potential Republican presidential rival, have clashed over multiple issues, including COVID-19 vaccines, abortion, and LGBT rights, as the governor plays the fascist populist role for his supporters. They largely set those differences aside during the visit to hard-hit Fort Myers, as Biden pledged federal support for a cleanup and rebuilding effort that could cost taxpayers billions of dollars and take years to complete. Biden and DeSantis greeted each other warmly and stood shoulder to shoulder as they met with victims of the hurricane. More than 100 people died, and nearly 400,000 homes and businesses remained without power in Florida on Tuesday, 5 days after Hurricane Ian crashed across the state. Biden opened his remarks by saying the storm showed climate change was real and needed to be addressed, something Ron DeSantis has denied, claiming global warming is Democrat stuff. Experts say climate change is making hurricanes wetter, windier, and altogether more intense. The president also stressed the amount of federal help Florida received for storm aid and as part of Democrat-backed spending, including $13 billion over the next 5 years for highways and bridges. Biden and his wife Jill arrived in Fort Myers early Wednesday afternoon, 2 days after visiting Puerto Rico, a U.S. territory battered by Hurricane Fiona last month. Biden got an aerial view of the destruction during a helicopter flight and called it horrific. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukrainian forces have retaken more settlements in Kherson, one of the partially Russian-occupied southern regions that Moscow is pretending to have annexed. With Russian forces retreating from front lines in the south and east, Zelensky said in a late-night video address on Wednesday that the region had been liberated. At the United Nations, Russia is lobbying for a secret ballot instead of a public vote when the 193-member UN General Assembly next week considers whether to condemn Moscow's move to try to annex Donetsk and Luhansk in the east and Kherson in the south after staging referenda in the provinces. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed fake annexation documents on Wednesday to supposedly incorporate the four regions into Russia. Ukraine says it will never accept an illegal seizure of its territory by force. Kiev and the West said the referenda were rigged votes held at gunpoint. Putin says he wants to ensure Russia's security and protect Russian speakers in Ukraine. Kiev accused Moscow of a land grab for territory. Zelensky said in his address that he and senior military officials met on Wednesday to discuss recovering all lands occupied by Russia. Ukrainian forces have recaptured thousands of square miles of territory since the start of September, including dozens of settlements in just the past few days. Thousands of Russian troops retreated after the front line crumbled, first in the northeast and, since the start of this week, also in the south. Drought that has stretched across three continents this summer, drying out large parts of Europe, the United States, and China, was made 20 times more likely by climate change, according to a new study. Drought dried up major rivers, destroyed crops, sparked wildfire, threatened aquatic species, and led to water restrictions in Europe. It struck places already plagued by drying in the US, like the West, but also places where drought is more rare, like the Northeast. China also just had its driest summer in 60 years, leaving its famous Yangtze River half its normal width. Researchers from World Weather Attribution, a group of scientists from around the world who study the link between extreme weather and climate change, say this type of drought would only happen once every 400 years across the Northern Hemisphere, if not for human-caused climate change. Now they expect these conditions to repeat every 20 years, given how much the climate has warmed. Ecological disasters like the widespread drought and then massive flooding in Pakistan are the fingerprints of climate change, Martin van Alst, a climate scientist at Columbia University and study co-author, said. This analysis was done using the warming the climate has already experienced so far, 1.2 degrees Celsius, but climate scientists have warned the climate will get warmer, and the authors of this study accounted for that. We're seeing these compounding and cascading effects across sectors and across regions, van Alst said. One way to reduce those impacts is to reduce emissions. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
You know, a lot can happen in 7 minutes, and luckily, that's how long it takes me to tell a story. My name is Aaron Califato, and I'm the creator of 7-Minute Stories. I'm proud to partner with Evergreen Podcasts, and I'd like to invite you to join me on this journey. I'm going to take you on some crazy roller coaster rides using my unique extemporaneous storytelling style, and together, we're going to try to make sense of the world, all through the art of storytelling, and all in approximately 7 minutes.